When it comes to taking care of pregnant people, the U.S. has a problem. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Every year, some 60,000 women experience health issues related to their pregnancy, and about 700 of them die. Research shows more than half of these deaths are preventable, and people of color are more likely to die than white people. Trade-Offs producer Andrea Perdomo looked into the country's problem with maternal health and one step that the Biden administration has taken to address it. Andrea, what do we know about pregnancy-related deaths in the U.S.?
So Dan, for starters, the number of pregnancy-related deaths this country sees each year is increasing. In 2020, 861 women died. That's 107 more than the year before. What we know is that most of these deaths happen within 1 year after birth. And some of the most common causes of death are blood clots, high blood pressure, and infections. And I really want to point out the stark racial and ethnic disparities here, Dan. I spoke with Usha Runji from the Kaiser Family Foundation, who said Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related issues than white women.
If you look at pregnancy-related mortality, and you look at it across income, across educational levels, one constant that is there is that Black women are affected more.
Okay, so the Biden administration has made improving health outcomes for pregnant people a priority. How are they trying to get a handle on the issue?
Well, the Biden administration believes helping states cover the cost of extending coverage for women on Medicaid from 60 days, which is mandatory nationwide, to a full year will reduce deaths and improve overall health. A provision of the American Rescue Plan, which took effect this year on April 1st, allows states to get federal funding for this expansion through 2027.
And why has the Biden administration, Andrea, focused on expanding the coverage period for pregnant people? What's the evidence behind this policy?
Honestly, Dan, there's not a ton of evidence that this works. There's one study that compared maternal mortality rates in states that had expanded their Medicaid programs under the Affordable Care Act to states that had not. The findings suggest that insurance coverage before a person even becomes pregnant and sustains that coverage after the pregnancy could help decrease maternal mortality.
Okay. And so based on your reporting, Andrea, how do you see the limitations of extending Medicaid coverage? Like, what's this not going to do?
Well, we know that income, housing, poverty, and education all have an impact on pregnant people's health. So expanding Medicaid isn't some magic eraser for maternal mortality, but it's an important policy lever that can help ensure people have, you know, at least access to care, and it's proving pretty popular. So far, nearly 40 states have increased the postpartum Medicaid coverage period beyond 60 days, and that includes 9 of the 12 states that have yet to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. That, Dan, means a big jump in postpartum coverage for people in states like Tennessee, Kansas, and Georgia.
Andrea, thanks so much for your reporting on this.
Anytime, Dan.
For more on maternal mortality and how the state of Louisiana is tackling the issue, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.